Bottom with Graham Stewart and Gary Robertson this morning. Reports of anti-Semitic incidents in the UK in the first half of this year have reached another record high, according to figures from a Jewish security charity. The Community Security Trust said it recorded nearly 2,000 anti-Jewish hate incidents across the country in the first 6 months of this year. That's the highest total recorded in the first half of any year. Now, in Scotland, there were 40 incidents from January to June of this year. That's compared to 14 in the first 6 months of the previous year. 22 of these incidents were in Glasgow. Well, I'm now joined by Mark Gardner from the Community Security Trust and Ephraim Borowski from the Scottish Council of Jewish Communities. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Graham.
Mark, first of all, just talk us through these findings. And when we talk about hate incidents, what form are they typically taking?
Hi there. The most common type of incident is abusive behaviour. Generally, having things yelled at them in the street, they're just going around their daily business. And then someone thinks they're Jewish or realises that they're Jewish because of what they're wearing and starts yelling abuse at them. In this period, most commonly, it's been things like Free Palestine, but we also get other stuff like Heil Hitler. I mean, it just seems to never end, to be honest.
Is that your experience, Ephraim? Is it mainly verbal attacks that people are experiencing?
Yes, in general, but let me just pick up what you said at the beginning, Graham, about the numbers. Because one of the things that concerns me, and this is also picking up what Mark just said, if the predominant form of abuse is people shouting obscenities out of car windows of people who are visibly Jewish, I can count the number of visibly Jewish people in Scotland in the fingers of one hand. So they don't have the opportunity. So my concern is that number of 40 is merely the tip of an enormous iceberg of what would happen if people had the opportunity. And I think that's something that's a lesson really for all of us. And that's why people feel so vulnerable.
And is that the feeling you're getting at the moment, that people in Scotland are feeling very vulnerable at this moment?
Yeah, and it's not just, frankly, in the Jewish community. I mean, look at the headline this morning from the Scottish Refugee Council saying that refugees are scared to go out. And yesterday, Hamza saying that he's not sure his family have a future in Scotland. Those are things that we have been reporting for more than 10 years about the Jewish community. So really, actually, one of the messages is that, as we always say, we're all in the same boat. If you let hatred thrive, then we're all the worse for it, not just the ostensible target.
Hey, Mark, the numbers in Scotland are small compared with the rest of the UK, but nonetheless, still a cause for concern.
It is a cause for concern.
In some ways disproportionate. Okay. The figures have always been between 1.5 and just over 2% of the UK figure, partly for the reasons I've just given. And this time has actually been, the proportion has been higher than it's been for more than 10 years. Okay. But if you look at that relative to the size of the Jewish community, it's actually very, very much more comparable. And again, that feeds into how people feel, even if the facts, as reported to the CSD and the police, look as though it's a lot better.
Let me bring in Mark on that one too.
Sure. As Ephraim says, look, the problem with comparing figures is how big is the Jewish community in Scotland compared to the rest of the UK, and also how visibly Jewish is that community compared to the rest of the UK. When you do that comparison, actually the anti-Semitism in Scotland is pretty much the same as it is throughout the rest of the UK. I know that in Scotland we tend to try and think we're a bit better than that, but I think the reality is that anti-Semitism, hatred against Jewish people and other forms of racism, unfortunately, are alive and kicking right now.
And Ephraim, are you seeing common cause now? I mean, it's always been the case that certainly Muslim communities have fell under attack in Britain. But given the experiences of the Jewish community, are you seeing much more common cause now?
Well, there was an excellent meeting yesterday that the First Minister hosted with representatives of faith communities. And I want to commend his predecessor, Hamza, who did a lot of work in this area and left us really with very solid connections with the other communities. So I think from that point of view, Scotland is actually doing very well. But that's not to say, of course, that there can't be a lot more to be done. And one of the things we're up against always, whether it's from politicians or from other supposed opinion formers, is what you might call anti-Semitism denial. You know, frankly, the Jewish community knows what's anti-Semitism because they feel it. But to be told by others that this or that doesn't count because it's in some other political context, I'm sorry, that is itself an anti-Semitic response.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I was asking about Common Cause, I mean, obviously there's a division between many in the Muslim and Jewish communities over the Israel-Gaza conflict. And I just wonder if you can see some of those divisions heal as a result of the fact that, you know, all minorities in the UK are feeling under attack at the moment.
Well, I would certainly hope so. I mean, as I say, we have conversations and it should be possible to have respectful disagreements, whether it's about theology or politics. And, you know, frankly, we don't expect to persuade the Church of Scotland, but we have an excellent relationship with them. And we've actually produced joint documents and joint events. And we have the Chief Rabbi and the Church of Scotland sponsored a joint theological glossary looking at some of these issues last year. And that, I think, is the model that we ought to be following for relations between communities and not looking at the things that divide us.
Mark, you touched upon it earlier, but how big a factor is underreporting?
We think the figures only have validity because they've been going on for so long and because we know that our reporting mechanisms have been consistent over that period. I don't claim as to what percentage is actually reported. I think it's probably well under 10% would be reported according to the crime surveys that are carried out. I know that whenever I go into a synagogue in Scotland or anywhere else in the UK, loads of people come up to me and tell me about things that have happened to them, but that they didn't report because they didn't think that anything would come of it.
As part of the Community Security Trust, just tell me a bit about the work that you do to help people then.
Sure. So if anybody suffers an anti-Semitic incident or if they see suspicious behaviour that might have a ramification for community security, we encourage them to contact CST. We have very good partnerships with police forces across the UK, including with Police Scotland, who are very, very good. So there's exchanges of information, there's exchanges of data as well about the race hate crimes against Jewish people. All of that feeds into the security that we give from our charity, supported by organisations like EFRIM of the Scottish Jewish Community Representative Bodies, and then also into the policing plans for Jewish communities. So it's really, really important, actually, that people do report these things. And we do also get people nicked. I mean, you know, we press the police and the police get follow-up and so that they can act on from the community, and then people end up getting arrested.
Mark Gardner from Community Security Trust and Ephraim Browski from the Scottish Council of Jewish Communities. And we've been-